Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Thank you so much for joining me today. I wanted to spend a little time with you, sort of getting caught up on where we are and probably more importantly, where we're going and where the opportunities might lay going forward. Because I know I've been getting that question a lot from people. They're looking at everything that's going on between the COVID shutdowns again, you know, phase two of this, and businesses being shut down and all the challenges that presents, and don't get together with your families on the holidays and all the rest of that stuff, and masking and all the controversy around this whole thing. And then that's on one side, and then the other side we've got the election thing, right? All the fraud and all the everything that's going on there. And then there's the other piece to it, which I think for me is probably the bigger piece, which is the media censorship, right? It's really difficult to be a person who is asked to make an informed decision when a lot of the information that you need to make that decision is actually being held back from you. Right? So that's one of the questions that comes up a lot now. It's like, okay, I want to make an informed decision, but so much of it is being censored. And the scarier part for me is all the media outlets seem to be, you know, preaching the same narrative. It's almost like they're reading from the same playbook, if you will. And it makes it harder and harder for us to really get, you know, a sense of what's really going on out there. Is there really fraud? Is there not fraud? What's really going on with the mask controversy? Do they work? Do they not work? You can't talk about it, right? You can't talk about natural health. You can't talk about, hey, vitamin D may be your tool for defending against the coronavirus, or when you get it, it will best lessen the severity of the disease for you. But I can't talk about that stuff on social media without getting blocked, without those posts being throttled, or in some cases just being deleted altogether, right? Or your account being shut down. So we have a lot of issues going on. They're all kind of concurrent, and it's creating quite the mess out there. And I'm going to tell you from my experience that of living well over 50 years of life now, that all change comes with chaos. So we've been as a society asking for change for a long time. We want things to be different. We want things to be better. We want things to be more fair. We want things to be more profitable, more successful, more freedom, all the things that we've been looking for. And we've kind of come to this point right now where we're going through this massive chaos. And what we're trying to get to the other side, because the other side, we know when things start turning back to the positive again, it's going to be a lot better. Things are going to be working so much better for all of us. So what I wanted to do is talk about some of the opportunities that are there. And I deliberately created this studio that I'm in right now, which is actually my office where I do my writing and my meetings and such. And I'm not in the regular studio. You guys know I have a studio. I'm not in any of the other studios that I've got here. I just wanted to do this from my desktop to prove a point. And the point is that if you are paying attention, and I know some of you are, if you look at the social media networks right now, there's a mass exodus from the censorship that's happening on Facebook. There's a mass exodus from the censorship that's happening on Twitter. Where are they going? They're going somewhere. Where are they going? Well, there's other social networks that have popped up. I found like five or six new ones, and a couple that I really like. Others, not so much. And I've been spending a lot less time personally on Facebook, a lot less time on Twitter. Not that I really spend that much time on Twitter anyway. That's one aspect of it. But the other one, probably the bigger one, maybe not bigger, but certainly on par with it, is media. Now, this is where there's opportunities, because a lot of people are turning away from mainstream media. Why? Because no matter which channel you choose, you're being told the same story, right? You're not getting the facts. You're getting this broad brushstroke narrative, if you will, and all the mainstream media networks are telling the same thing. And the social media networks are blocking anything that doesn't fit with that narrative. So now you're going, okay, whoa, there's some craziness going on here. There is, no question. So then what that does, it spawns not only new social media networks, but also new news networks. Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention at all, but there's news network out there. There's several of them now. I found like four of them now that are working and building quote unquote studios with all their hosts working from home. Huh, think about that. Imagine having a studio or a network where you have people doing shows and there's no actual studio. None. They're all working from home. So what I did here is I did the exact same thing, because I wanted to show you that it is possible, just a few hundred dollars, to build a set that looks, you know, pretty professional, right? You're looking at this background looks pretty good. It's just a JPEG file. It's all it is. It's nothing special, right? And I got it online. I think I paid $1 for it or $2 for it to be able to use or have the rights to it. And it looks really good. I'm using a piece of software on, I'm using a Microsoft Surface Pro. I'm not using a very powerful computer. Again, just to prove a point that you don't need a whole lot. Behind me is a green screen. You can't see the green screen because I wiped it out, but there's a green screen that is, you know, $20, $30 on Amazon. I've got two lights in front of me, and those lights, less than $100 in lighting in here. I've got a camera that's in front of me. It's a little bit better than a webcam, but you can use a webcam. It would be the same effect, the same impact. And, you know, you look and it's like for less than $200, I put together a studio in a couple of hours that I can use anytime I want. And if you're looking at, you know, the possibilities and the opportunities that are there, you can do this, you know, if you have a group call with Zoom, you could have a studio that looks as good as this from your home. Now, I don't have any sound dampening or baffling here at all in this room. So you can hear it's a little echoey. Not a big deal. Really, not a big deal. Sound is good. It's not perfect. My microphone is really a $30 microphone that I use. I use it with my iPhone typically when I'm doing videos and I'm outside. You see me doing these 2-minute coaching videos. A lot of times I'll just use this microphone literally and plug it in, you know, with the adapter, you know, the lightning adapter that plugs into 3.5 millimeter. To lightning adapter, and it's just, that's it, and I use it. So with the Surface Pro, I just plug it directly in, and I've got, you know, a very decent microphone. I'm using for software, you could do this with what I'm doing right now, you could do this with Zoom. I am using Wirecast, because that's the tool of choice that I use. That's sort of a pro-level software. You don't need that. You can definitely do what I'm doing here with Zoom, and you can just record it right on Zoom or have Zoom record the video for you locally so you have it on your machine. You're not waiting for them to encode it and do everything, and you can edit it. It's very simple to do. So I really wanted to show you this because the opportunities are abounding right now, and I'm seeing people being interviewed at home. Nobody's in the studio anymore. Remember, they used to have to go to a television studio and get all made up and sit down and everything. You're just not seeing that much anymore. You're seeing a lot of people coming in via Skype or via Zoom, and you know they're being interviewed on television. The other part to this that I want to share with you right now is these new networks that are popping up. They're not Fox. They're not CNN. They're not that big today, but they have the potential to be much bigger because of the way they're building them. Right? Their costs are very low. So they would have me coming in my video feed here instead of being recorded locally on a computer. I would just connect to the internet and connect to the studio and my feed would go into the studio. I'd have an earpiece in and I'd be able to hear them. They would talk to me and this would happen. It would be the same as me being in a remote studio, right? And they would bring it in. They would do all the switching and everything and then they broadcast it. And they're getting tens of thousands of new viewers per week. Because people are bailing on mainstream media, corporate media. They know it's not giving them the full truth. They're not giving them all the facts. They're giving them a narrative, literally, of, you know, what they want to present. And it's not the whole thing. So people are saying, okay, that's not working for us. You know, the great thing about America and a capitalist society is we have entrepreneurs and they go create something. So I want you to pay attention to that because you also have the opportunity, if you wanted to be on a lot of these networks. They're looking for guests all the time. There's a lot of opportunities there. There's also opportunities to be a host. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, guess what? Newsmax is a great example of that. Newsmax TV, right? They came along, they were just doing a video here and a video there. They weren't doing a whole lot. And all of a sudden now they've attracted this user base, this viewer base now. And they really have to get into a position where they need to put shows on all day and all night. Well, that requires hosts, right? So there's opportunities there. OAN is another one. America's Real Voice is another one. Real America's Voice is another one, right? There's a bunch of these popping up, these really ad hoc networks where there's no central studio where everyone goes and everyone has to live in Atlanta, Georgia, right? That's where the studios are. Not like that anymore. There are hosts. Sometimes there are two hosts. One is in Florida. One is in Michigan. And they're hosting in real time because it doesn't matter. The technology has gotten that good. So if you're looking for, you know, where the opportunities are, I want you to look at it because the old guard is kind of falling, right? The old way things were, it's all kind of all falling apart right now. And, you know, users are bailing on Facebook. Truth is, in social media only exists because there are users. When the user base goes, those companies fold. You know the MySpace story. I don't have to tell you any more there. Same with the networks. The networks only exist because the viewer base is there. When the viewer base goes, the ad revenue descends. And when the ad revenue gets to be too low, those networks are gone, right? And so that's what's happening. And that will shift. That ad revenue doesn't go away. It just shifts to other places. So there's opportunity right now. If you're like me and you could say, hey, I can get in front of a camera and I can do this kind of thing, I would love to set up a home studio. Get in contact with me. I'll show you I'll give you all the links and everything you need to be able to do this. And you know, keep an eye out there because there's a lot of networks that are popping up. Like I said, they're ad hoc networks where none of their hosts have ever met in person, literally. You know, one's in one part of the country, one's in another part of the country. It doesn't matter because you can do a professional presentation as I'm doing here. And really, you know, a really low dollar amount of equipment here. I'm talking literally about $200. Anybody can afford $200 to set up a home studio and do what I'm doing right here. And I said I did this on purpose. I'm using a Surface Pro, which is representative of pretty much anybody's laptop today. It's a Core i5. It's not even a powerful one. And it's enough to do what I'm doing here. It's enough to wipe out the green screen and put a nice background on it. Two lights in front of me, green screen on the back, boom. And you know, a $20, $30 microphone on me, and it sounds decent. It's good enough to get you by. So there's opportunity in that. And now that more people are staying home, there aren't any live events that you're competing with. So you have the opportunity to do Zoom meetings and Zoom webinars and all kinds of opportunities there to bring in and start creating new communities, because the old communities are falling apart, literally. Everything that's on Facebook right now, Facebook is being rattled because so many people are leaving it because of all the censorship. We just got tired of it. People are leaving Twitter, they're getting tired of it. That's good news. Now, not good news to people who've spent years building up their communities, but this is the nature of social media. Here today, gone tomorrow, because the users have all left, they found something else. So I've been jumping on every other social network that comes along, and I've been looking, and like I said, there's a couple that I like right now. Who knows what'll happen? I've got no followers on any of them right now, or just a handful of followers. Who knows what'll happen? But the worst thing you can do is stay still if you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, and expect things are going to change and things are just going to go back to the way they are. They're not going to go back to the way they are. I promise you that. We're too far now. We're not going to go back to the same way we are. We're 90 days away from COVID being with us for an entire year. An entire year, right? COVID has done so much damage and changed so much in our society. We're not going back. So get that idea out of your head. We're not going back. Now the question is, okay, when we go forward, what's it going to look like? It's going to be very different. It's going to be very different. Business is going to be different. Business is going to be done differently. I have my studio here, and I think about this studio and think about how much it costs me every month to maintain it. And I've had nobody in the studio for months. And that's just so uncommon. Normally, there's people in here all the time doing something. There's been nothing going on. It's just me in front of the camera and doing what I do, and that's all it is. I haven't had anybody else come in because of COVID, and you can't do it, and they don't want to do it. I don't mind if people come in. I'm not really worried about masks or anything like that. But people have fears, and they will not do things that give them fear. So I wanted to leave you with this message today that there's a lot of opportunity if you open your eyes to it. Fear will cause your eyes to shut down and will cause you to, you know, do this and not really see what's going on. So I want to encourage you not to be in fear so much and instead look for the opportunities, because with everything in turmoil, everything changing right now, what's really interesting is you have the opportunity to really get in and get in at the ground level and ride it up and be very successful. In the next 3, the next 5, the next 10 years, you could be one of the leaders of society rather than with one of the followers. So that's what I want to leave you with. Thank you so much for watching. I look forward to seeing what's next for us both. Thanks so much.